You've just heard Diamorphine by Siobhan Cleary, an electroacoustic work incorporating performances by the Crash Ensemble and one of the recordings on the Contemporary Music Centre's new promotional CD, Contemporary Music from Ireland, Volume 6. I'm Jonathan Grimes and you're listening to a special podcast marking the release of this new CD. The series, Contemporary Music from Ireland, provides a snapshot of current Irish composition and features a diverse range of Irish composers and their works, from the established to the emerging, from young to old, from acoustic to electroacoustic. Here's Eve O'Kelly, director of the Contemporary Music Centre, to explain more about the background to the CD.
We bring out one of these CDs every year. It's a promotional tool for us, and the idea is to give a cross-section of the new ideas that are coming forward in music, give a range of different styles, because there's quite a broad spectrum of music being written in Ireland at the moment. So this CD has 11 tracks by composers of all generations and all different styles of composition, and they're all very recent works, just from the last 5 years or so. It's really a tool that we use with, for instance, radio stations who often pick up on these tracks and broadcast them, also with promoters who might be looking for performances for festivals or a concert series. They're used a lot by performers who are looking for new repertoire, and then of course we send them off to libraries and to educational institutions. But any member of the public who's interested in getting a copy of the CD can also obtain one. The easiest way is simply to go to our website cmc.ie and you'll see the details of how to obtain a copy right there. This is the sixth one in a series. It's been made possible by very generous funding from the Arts Council in Ireland and also from the Arts Council of Northern Ireland. And Culture Ireland, which is the body which promotes Irish arts overseas, has also come on board in helping us with the distribution. So it's very much a collaborative project.
Eve O'Kelly. Linda Buckley is a young composer from Cork. A prize winner at the Young Composers Meeting in Apeldoorn, Holland, her music has been performed in Italy, Canada and the USA. Her work for viola and electronics, Do You Remember the Planets, is about Pythagoras' theory of the music of the spheres. Here's the composer to explain more.
I was really interested in Pythagoras and his theories and his belief that the planets rotated and emitted these tones, that these tones combined to form chords, which he described as music of the spheres. So I've always been fascinated with this notion. And in this piece, in a way, I almost tried to create the sound that I would have imagined as the music of the spheres and what that would sound like.
Linda Buckley's Do You Remember the Planets, performed by Karen Dervin. From the youngest to the most senior composer on the CD, Saoirse Bodley. His work spans nearly six decades and he has written numerous chamber, orchestral and vocal works. His string quartet No. 3 was composed for the Vogler Quartet in 2004 and is subtitled Ave Atque Vale, the Roman farewell salutation. Here's an extract from the second movement, followed by the composer, who explains his reasons for the choice of this subtitle.
Farewell appears in a lot of places. You know, George Moore used it in Hail and Farewell which is the title of his great account of the literary revival, Swinburne used it in a poem in memory of Baudelaire. Tennyson used it in a poem as a farewell to his brother Charles. The first place I came across it was in a poem by Catullus. Ends his final leave-taking of his brother with the words Ave, atque vale, hail and farewell. On the one level, it's a sort of salutation and leave-taking of the Vogler Quartet, but on another level, it addresses the act of farewell in general.
Saoirse Bodley, and before that, the second movement from his third string quartet performed by the Berlin-based Vogler Quartet. Michael Alcorn's Crossing the Threshold for Violin and Live Electronics is one of several works on the CD for electronics and solo instrument. This virtuosic piece was written for Belfast-born violinist Dara Morgan and has been intriguingly described as a piece of 21st century chamber music. I spoke to the performer about how the piece came about and his experience performing the work.
Well, we originally collaborated on a long improvised piece where he was improvising a lot of live electronics and reacting to material that I was producing. Every pitch you will and sonority, timbral sonority you'll hear originally come from my fiddle. It makes it very organic as a process. And then he worked out lots of patches that are going on in real time. And then he is manipulating my sound, the notated part that he gives me, in real time as well. I constantly need to react to the material that is produced by the computer in that the fact that it triggers different sounds according to what type of, say, glissandi or type of Bartok pizzas or type of very loud, fast material that I'm playing on the violin.
Michael Alcorn's Crossing the Threshold, performed by Dara Morgan. Frank Corcoran's work, The Light Gleams, is a setting of words by Samuel Beckett for voice and ensemble.
I decided that the best way to serve a Beckett text, a kind of a Schubert-Goethe situation, was to take these five short, very strong words, the light gleams an instant, and to take their syllables and their little vowels and just see what I could do with them. It's a short piece. It's like a mini cantata for the voice and the instruments, and they're very closely connected with each other, and they share the same little leaps and jumps and the intervals. But of course, the voice is paramount in that it has to voice these short five words, these bullets from Beckett.
Frank Corcoran's The Light Gleams, performed by Concord. The word monster perfectly describes the bass clarinet as an instrument for Ed Bennett, with its rasps and growls as well as its more subtle lyrical side. The work was written as a commission for clarinetist Paul Rowe, who explains how the work came about.
What's really enjoyable, I suppose, about this particular piece is that each time it's played, it's somewhat different. It's not about trying to recreate what you did the last time as a performer. It's not about trying to recreate an ideal view of the piece. As this music's progressing, there's a certain point where it really is a question of, it really begins to overheat, it gets louder, it gets faster, it gets more aggressive, it gets really very intense. And even if you really get involved in it, really pushing the envelope in terms of dynamic, in terms of how many notes you can fit in a second, it can look as though you yourself are beginning to blow up.
Ian Wilson's saxophone quartet Atlantica was written for the Amstel Quartet, a group which the composer has established a long-term working relationship with.
I suppose around that time, around the start of 2000-2001, I was experimenting a bit with quarter tone tunings here and there. So there's a bit of that in the piece, and I was very confident because, you know, they're very good players, that all those fingerings wouldn't be a problem at all, which they're not, of course. And when I went over for rehearsal just before the premiere, we were in the academy over there and they were rehearsing. And I had put in some colour trills at the very start, which is where they trill to the same note but with different fingerings. So it gives it a nice kind of wobbly effect. And they had misunderstood what I'd written in, and they were playing much slower trills than I had expected. But it was a really nice sound. I thought, oh, that's great, keep that in there. So you've got this fantastic, slow, shimmering, shifting harmony at the start of the piece, which actually probably wouldn't have been there if they hadn't misinterpreted. Just when I was writing where we live in County Leitrim, there's a little stream runs just across the road, and you can often hear it. And so I was constantly aware of that sound of the water.
Composer Ian Wilson. And before that, an extract from his work Atlantica, performed by the Amstel Quartet. Another marine-inspired work on this disc is Deirdre Gribben's What the Whale Ship Saw. This work deals with the uncomfortable subject of being shipwrecked at sea and being faced with the dilemma of having to resort to cannibalism in order to survive. Here's a clip from the work performed by the Karol Szymanowski Quartet.
Thank you. some years ago I read Moby Dick and was very interested in the whole idea of the animal, the beast, and its relationship to human beings. I then went on to read a book written by a survivor of a shipwreck, which a ship had left Nantucket in the States. It was reported that this particular ship was rammed by an 80-foot-long whale, and apparently they had killed a couple of the younger whales in the pod, and this particular whale actually did ram the ship, and the ship was a very old one, and it split part of the keel, and it took 3 days for the ship to go down. So I was just fascinated by that idea. So the string quartet is really very much about, you know, the unknown, uncontrolled force of nature, really, that you can't control in the widest sense.
Deirdre Gribben. The Contemporary Music Centre CD, Contemporary Music from Ireland, Volume 6, is available from the Centre's website at www.cmc.ie. Featuring other works from Stephen Gardner, Rona Clark and Vincent Kennedy, along with performances from the RTE National Symphony Orchestra and Gerhard Markson, the CD illustrates the diversity in Irish composition in the early 21st century. Be sure to check it out.